Then he opened his eyes. And with a sense of profound relief, Ty saw that the nanites had indeed concentrated themselves at his fingertips. He felt that now everything would be okay, that Jason would be fine. The nanites would replicate in the boy's system and repair all the damage that had been done. The boy might grieve for his mother, but at least he would live. Ty reached over and allowed the nanites to drip from his fingers onto the boy's shattered legs. He expected them to disappear through the boy's sodden trousers and into the flesh below to start their work. But they didn't. They just stayed on top like pale mercury beating on a flat surface. "Come on," Ty muttered. He breathed, frowning, not understanding. "Come on, do your job," he said. But for some reason, the nanites didn't listen. They stayed where they were, quiescent. Ty flicked a glance at Jason's face and saw that the boy had closed his eyes. "Jason?" Then, between one heartbeat and the next, Ty knew what had happened. The boy's hand, still clasped in his own, had grown even colder. Ty didn't let it go, but instead gripped the boy's shoulder with his other hand as well. "Jason?" he repeated. He shook the boy, first gently, then with more vigor. "Jason!" Ty shouted. In his heart, he already understood the truth, but he didn't want to believe it. The boy had been okay. "Jason, wake up!" Ty pleaded, but the boy didn't respond. "Jason, don't be dead. Oh God, please don't be dead." Ty couldn't believe it. Moments before, the boy had been alive and conscious. He had been lucid and calm, apparently unconcerned by what had happened. And Ty had thought he would be okay. "Jason, don't do this to me," Ty said. He'd known that the boy's injuries were bad, that he'd needed to get to the hospital. But to have been moments from death? Ty couldn't believe it. With his breath coming in short gasps, Ty felt for a pulse in the boy's neck. Nothing. He laid his head on the boy's chest, listening for a heartbeat or the sound of him breathing. Still nothing. But that didn't mean anything. There was too much noise. The boy was naturally still. Surely it didn't mean anything. Ty was just listening in the wrong place. "Jason!" he shouted again, and shook the boy even harder. All thoughts of his headache and tiredness had fled. All that mattered was the boy lying on the rubble. Ty went through the mental inventory of what he could do, and came up with nothing. His skills were all useless. His shield was useless. Not even his nanites could do anything more. There was only one more thing he could think of. He gathered the boy into his arms and staggered to his feet. Raising his head to the heavens, Ty shouted as loud as he could, "Lilith, I need you!"